Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We've lots to get to today, including that. I do want to talk about surrogacy and the legislation around surrogacy a bit later on. But it is believed that three primary schools in the country have decided not to use a new relationships and sexual education syllabus devised by the Irish Bishops' Conference. Now, we talked about this particular bill a while ago. It's called Flourish. And Lacan National School in County Wicklow found the Flourish programme to be discriminatory to LGBT families and not in accordance with the Constitution, which supports same-sex marriage. And I want to know today, I mean, a lot of people, there is another bill, as you well know, by the way, the Provision of Objective Sex Education Bill, which is at its third stage, by the way, in the Oireachtas at this stage. And that bill has been at that third stage since the 17th of September 2020. And it may, the pandemic has obviously put hold on it. That's Paul Murphy's bill, which is kind of the opposite to this bill. But the reason that they have an objection to this bill, obviously, is a Catholic school. And the Catholic school has a Catholic ethos. And the Catholic ethos, as you know, thinks one way when it comes to LGBT and those kind of relationships. Although believed to be non-judgmental, they do think one way. And these schools have an objection to it. And I suppose the main objection then is that religion has to be taken out of the school and the religious ethos must be taken out of Catholic schools for this to progress or for this checkmate to end. So if you want to give us a call, I would like to hear from you. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And the question I'm really asking is, would you be happy or are you happy with, you know, I suppose the Catholic view of sex education being taught to your children in national school or primary school? Would you be happy with that? Or do you believe it doesn't go far enough in a modern world? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. And on the line is David Graham, who's the communications officer with the Education Equality. Good afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon, Niall.
Look, it's a complicated situation because we now have two bills, so to speak. Well, when I say two bills, two suggested education programmes, the Flourish programme and also the Provision of Objective Sex Education Bill, which is still not quite over the line yet. And in a Catholic ethos school, I suppose people are going to say the sign over the door says Catholic and you kind of have to go by the rules. Is that not what people are saying?
No, I think people, by and large, are saying the exact opposite, Niall. I mean, we do have to get real here. Our local schools, whatever the patronage system, you know, is in place and whoever the patron is, they're publicly funded schools and education is a public service. Schools should be serving the local community and they really should be serving the local community regardless of religion. And indeed, following the Education Admission to Schools Act 2018, Catholic ethos schools are obliged by law to accept all children irrespective of religious status. So that's the
or
legal
sexual
position.
Orientation for that matter.
Or
yes.
Sexual orientation. And indeed, it should be remembered that, you know, many of the children, when you think about the kind of ethos that is pervading this programme, many of the children within the classroom who are going to be on the receiving end of this instruction will come from, you know, families where the parents have separated and divorced. In many cases, they never married in the first place. They might be from, you know, their parents might be a same-sex couple. Mm-hmm. And this isn't abstract. Like, I've met two same-sex couples in the context of my work for education equality, and they're deeply concerned by the role of the church in the provision of education. And what I would ask is, you know, for your listeners, just have a think about what, irrespective, put your own personal religious or non-religious beliefs to one side for a moment. And just imagine you have a child in primary school and the child is being taught, for example, the church's teaching in relation to marriage between a man and a woman cannot be admitted. It cannot be omitted. So marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what your child is going to hear in the classroom. Your child is going to hear puberty is a gift from God. They're going to hear we are perfectly designed by God to procreate with them. If you have a young child of 6 years of age, so a senior infant child who's in senior infant's class, and if the child feels that they're in a situation where they're at risk, where they're unsafe, something has happened to them that they feel uncomfortable, what should they do? Well, according to this program, they should say the Angel of God prayer. And I think if you were to ask most parents whether or not they're comfortable with this, whether they think it is appropriate, they would say no.
Okay, can I ask, as you just interject, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God, right? But there are many people, and I respect people who do believe in God because that's their faith and very sacred to them. And everything that you've outlined there is the belief of the Catholic Church and the belief of those who practice Catholicism, or indeed whatever religion they happen to practice, because we are talking about equality and there's many other religions as well. And most religions, by the way, when it comes to sexuality, most religions seemingly are more or less the same. They obviously agree that it's a man and a woman, and they agree with puberty being a gift from God, etc., etc. But their argument is, well, hold on, I've sent my child to a Catholic school. Now, I would agree with you that 85% of the schools in this country shouldn't be under Catholic patronage. Absolutely not, because we as taxpayers are funding these schools. That was all well and good if you go back 40, 50 years ago, but not now. So what you're essentially saying is that we need to remove the patronage from at least 50% of the schools to give people choice. Is that what we're saying now, really?
Well, there's two things there, perhaps. Perhaps, first of all, I'll just pick up on the inference you drew by saying that if somebody practices Catholicism, that they necessarily believe in Catholic Church teaching in relation to sex and sexuality and relationships. I think you're making a pretty huge leap there that isn't borne out by the statistics. So it's true that in the last census, for example, 78% of census respondents indicated that they...
Well, no, I agree with you, Davis. I agree. There was a bigger piece of research that only said only 48% of people were actually practicing their religion.
But if I can just finish the point, Niall, the fact is that, like, if there was the same connection between stated religious belief and beliefs in relation to sexuality that you're suggesting, we wouldn't have had 62% of the population voting to support same-sex marriage. You wouldn't have had 66.4% voting to support same-sex marriage. That simply isn't borne out by the figures. On your second point, we're not actually campaigning directly in relation to patronage. But what the group I represent, which is called Education Equality, we are saying very simply is that the religious ethos of the school should be provided on an optional basis outside core school hours at the end of the school day, so that instead of it being something which is the case at the moment, where a growing number of parents are opting their child out, and you have kids more or less twiddling their thumbs
sitting in the back of the class. Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of that happening, it becomes a positive affirmation of one's belief. Parents would be asked, and essentially it's a box-ticking exercise, do you want your child to receive religious instruction after school hours? And you would simply tick the box that said yes.
Okay, but David, I essentially agree, and I believe we live in a very progressive world where the world has changed. We are a lot more accepting of all different denominations, a lot more accepting of different sexual orientations, and we need to obviously make sure that going forward in time that we never have a situation where people with different sexual educations are judged in any shape or form. And I agree with that. And I think most people do. But what do you do to have some sort of equilibrium here where there are people in this country who hold the religion very dear to them, and those values that you've outlined, which you don't agree with because you believe they don't include, they're not inclusive. So what do we do to satisfy those people and also satisfy everybody else as well? Because if we are talking about equality, we need to, under the Equality Act, by the way, religion is also protected, and people's beliefs in religion, and along with those beliefs become these views, these different moral views. For example, that if they're a practicing Catholic person, that they don't agree with same-sex marriage, right? And that's just the way it is. There are people who don't agree with it, and that's their view, and that's they're entitled to that, and they're entitled to bring up their children in the way they feel is right. So how do we balance that?
It's a difficult circle to square. You're absolutely right. And I'm not seeking to trample upon the rights and expectations of those who do hold the faith. I mean, I think most of us, if we're honest, we have friends and neighbours and even close family members who practice religion and hold their beliefs very dear. And I fully appreciate that and respect it. In relation specifically, though, to the point around same-sex marriage, I mean, the fact is that there is a constitutional position.
Absolutely.
You know, at some point you have to realise, like, in a publicly funded school where the teachers are being paid out of taxpayers' money, should the instruction in the school, should it not reflect the stated democratic will of the people, and should it not reflect the constitution? Currently now, with the introduction of this programme, and this is why, in a sense, the introduction of this programme is welcome in a sense, in that it shines a very kind of harsh spotlight on this kind of murky sort of blurred line between church and state in the delivery of education. What we have now, Niall, with effect from September, is publicly funded teachers in publicly funded schools being instructed by religious patrons, bishops, to impart an understanding of marriage that directly conflicts with the Constitution. Now, at some point, at some point in this debate, the state has to intervene and make a statement on this and take a decision. What we're proposing is that religious instruction would be provided on an optional basis outside core school hours. And this strikes the most reasonable, practical balance that we can think of. If somebody else has a better idea, please, you know, say what that is.
Well, I mean, if we go back in time, I know the education minister at the time, Rory Quinn, suggested this many, many years ago, that we should separate church and state. And I think that's always been the suggestion when it came to education. Hence, we ended up then with a situation where we have Educate Together schools, not enough of them, mind you, but we have the Educate Together schools. And I think the more of those should be funded around the country. But the problem is, you know, although the population has grown somewhat, we have 3,200, I think, national schools in this country. I think it's, that figure is around
that. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And in saying that, you know, if we're saying that 85% of those, I believe, is under Catholic patronage, it would be a suggestion maybe to take the majority out of Catholic patronage, but leave some there. So, you know, in every area, there would be primarily a Catholic school where parents who are primarily Catholic and practice their religion can send their children and equally get that education for their children as and to uphold that part of the Constitution, because that's part of our Constitution as well, that their religion is protected.
Well, first of all, I fully agree as a matter of principle that if our education system were structured in a way that, say, similar to the United Kingdom, where, you know, 65-70% of schools were state schools, they were secular, and only, say, 30% of schools were run according to a religious ethos, there'd perhaps still be a debate around the role of religion within the education system, but it certainly wouldn't be anywhere near as problematic as it is at the moment. Mm. But the fact is, Niall, that what you're proposing there, it's simply not going to happen. Like, we've come through 10 years. The Forum on Patronage and Pluralism, which began with Rory Quinn in 2011, that's 10 years old, and basically nothing has happened, effectively. So this is quite an abstract discussion. You know, yes, if half of schools were secular and whatever, yes, it might, things might be different and so on. Look, the fact is that that's not happening, and it's not going to happen.
And by the way, we need to speed up the process. And you are 100% right, David. And we need to come to some arrangement, and we need to stop educating children to be bigots, because there's no doubt in my mind that's some of the teaching certainly is bigoted.
Can I give you one statistic? And I don't want to bore your listeners with figures, but I'll just give you one figure. Because the proposal that the state has, the official line, is that 400 schools will be multi-denominational by 2030. That's the kind of stated policy. Now, that equates to about 12% of schools in 10 years' time. One statistic for you, right? Last year, 2020, 50%, half of all marriages were secular. Half. And only 34% were Catholic. By 2030, that will have changed further. It's entirely possible that the proportion of Catholic marriages by 2030 could actually be in single digits or in the teens. If you extrapolate the current trend, essentially, yes, there'll be fewer than 20%. So the point I'm making is that Irish society is changing, and it's changing at breakneck speed, Niall. It's changing very,
very
rapidly.
We've gone from being one of the most conservative countries in the world to probably being one of the most progressive countries in the world.
Absolutely. So the question for the state and for the government is, and for the Department of Education, how do you restructure the education system in such a way that it can best accommodate an increasingly pluralistic and diverse society? And what we're saying very simply is that during the school day, schools should be neutral on the question of religion. Religious ethos should be removed from the core school day. It should be offered on an optional basis after core school hours, for parents who wish their children to receive that instruction. If they want to receive that instruction, there's no issue. It's provided after course.
I think nearly the majority of people would agree that, apart from having theology classes, you know, that certainly we should take the religious instruction out of schools. Just in relation, just finally before you go, I'm sure you're familiar with the provision of Objective Sex Education Bill 2018, which hasn't gone through yet, so it's at its final stage. I mean, there are a lot of people who agree with you, but also think that maybe that bill goes too far when it comes to primary school. That there's a lot of stuff included in that bill that they think children might be a little bit too young for, even if it is thought age appropriate. Have you seen that bill, and are you happy enough with that bill?
So I'm not 100% familiar with it. I'm basically familiar with the outline of it, and I would support it, and I'd be in agreement with it. I'm not coming on your programme to kind of pretends that I am an expert in the area of relationships and sexuality education. But by the same token, I don't think that the Catholic bishops can necessarily make the same claim either. So I'm not an expert in this area. What I would say is that we should follow international best practice in this area, and that means that all instruction delivered should be objective, it should be fact-based, and it should be scientific. And there are perhaps elements within that bill that some people might find problematic or inappropriate. I think one of the recurring themes in the international best practice in relation to relationships and sexuality education is this term age appropriate, that children shouldn't be introduced to ideas and concepts before they're ready for them. And I'd fully appreciate that. But like there's a big difference between perhaps picking out one or two subjects that might not be deemed appropriate for very young children on the one hand, and saying, well, the alternative to the, you know, this equal provision of sex education bill, the alternative to that
is the complete opposite,
that puberty is a gift from God. Like, do you know?
Okay. Or to tell children that two men getting married is wrong, and then only a man and woman should get married. So, I think that just creates a problem for the future.
Yes, exactly. So just listen to the experts, look at the international best practice, listen to what the NCCA, the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, have to say, and find an appropriate balance. But as a matter of principle, relationships and sexuality education in particular, but really all education during the school day, should be free from a religious bias.
One final question before we go, David, because I'm running out of time. Lacken National School in County Wicklow, of course, found the Flourish programme to be discriminatory, as the two other schools as well. What is the legal what's the legal perspective on this? In other words, if they refuse to implement this bill, even though they are Catholic ethos schools, where do they stand?
They are fully 100% within their rights. Section 9D of the Education Act states that a recognised school shall, and I'll quote from it, promote the moral, spiritual, social and personal development of students and provide health education for them in consultation with their parents. So what I would say to parents listening is make your voices heard. Parent power works. Be respectful in your dealings with your school. Be constructive, but write to your school. Get as many signatures as possible. And if the preponderance of feeling within the parent body is that they do not support the introduction of this program, the school's board of management is fully within their rights to simply reject it. And Minister for Education Norma Foley has also stressed this important role of parental consultation. Okay. In reality, it's a bit of a myth. It's not happening. Parents need to stand up, make their voices heard, make a stand. And what we've seen in Wicklow is that it does actually make a difference.
All right, listen, thank you very much indeed. David Graham, who's the Communications Officer of the Education Equality. Now, what I want to do, David, of course, has made the point that this whole argument happens because, of course, that many of the schools, 85% of the schools in this country, by the way, well, I think 90-something percent of schools in this country are religious, but 85% are Catholic. And so nearly almost all of the schools are religious of some sort. Very few of the schools in this country are non-denominational. So the point is, it comes back to that argument that Rory Quinn made many, many, many years ago. We mentioned it there a few minutes ago. And it has been mentioned over the last 2 or 3 years, but nothing ever happens. No matter how many times we've said it, nothing ever happens. Is it time to separate church and state when it comes to education? And not just education, many other aspects, but we're focusing on education today. Because, as you can clearly see when it comes to sex education, and we are talking about relationship education more so than sex education, because realistically, in primary school, there isn't much sex education. It's mainly relationship education. And he outlined the parts of it there in relation to, say, talking about, you know, marriage between a man and a woman. No matter what your views in life are, under the Constitution of Ireland, because it was voted for 3 years ago, men can marry men, women can marry women. And whether you like that or not, that's a case in point. It's a fact. It's a constitutional fact. So to teach children otherwise goes against, I suppose, the goodwill of the Constitution. And also it causes problems in the future, because then people start judging each other. So the question really is, do we need to remove religion from schools? To get this right, you would suggest that that would have to be done. But do you agree with that? I mean, maybe you're very religious. I'd like to hear from you as well. Do you believe that religion should be removed completely from schools? The ethos of religion. Of course, you can teach history about different religions, theology classes, and talk about, you know, Islam and Catholicism and Protestants and the difference and all that, Judaism and everything else. Of course, you can talk about that, and that would be a class in itself. But to have one particular ethos, that all schools should be secular. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe religion should be taken out of schools completely? The ethos of religion. And everything would be based on science. Everything would be based on statistical fact. And everything would be based on law. not on what God believes. And I say that respectfully to those who believe in God. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Should religion be removed from schools forthwith? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008. We heard from Graham there before the break, and he's talking about really the answer to this question is to remove religion from the schools. Now, by the way, he's not the first person in the world to say that, by the way. It's been said on numerous occasions over the last probably 20 years that it was time that we removed religion from schools because, of course, religion has a certain moral teaching, and that moral teaching seemingly doesn't fit into the world that we're in at the moment. Of course, it's a changing world, and, you know, we've had changing legislation, we've had a changing constitution over the last 4 or 5 years, certainly, and they believe that doesn't fit in anymore. Now, this new, of course, sex education bill by the Irish Bishops' Conference is called Flourish, but I did mention there's another provision for objective sex education bill by Paul Murphy and his team, and that bill is going through the third phase of the Oireachtas since 2020, obviously all put on hold because of COVID. I'm wondering, is there a balance that could be struck somewhere to respect people who have religious views and to respect those who don't? I want to go to Lisa. Lisa, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hey, Niall. How are you?
Good. Lisa, I mean, I'm wondering, is there some sort of balance here? Because you have religious views. You're a practicing Catholic. And I don't want to disrespect your views, right? But I think we all agree that we don't want to judge people either. There's certain things, I'm sure, in this modern world that you don't agree with because you're a Catholic. And, and do you have children?
I do. I have a daughter and I have a son.
Okay.
And I tell you, it's like with everything, Niall. If anybody knows the history when it comes to education in Ireland, it was the Catholic Church who actually built most of the schools back in the day. It wasn't the government.
Yeah.
If you look at the last census, up to 80% of people in Ireland claim to be Catholic, mostly probably not practicing.
I was going to say that. I mean, that's a bit of a... that particular figure of 80%, I mean, when you look at, say, for example, at the point that David made earlier on was that, you know, less than 50% of people actually get married in churches now. And also we've seen a huge reduction in the amount of children being baptised. We're seeing huge reductions in all of those things. So what we're seeing is a world or a country that's changing. Now, and by the way, that doesn't mean that I'm disrespecting people who have belief. But we are seeing a world that is changing. So we have to build that world to be appropriate and to supply education for everybody.
Yeah, but my point about it is, Niall, is that, you know, if you look, for any parent who sends their child to a Catholic school, including myself, and even I have friends who are not practicing Catholics that go to my daughter's school, they send them there for the curriculum, for the respect that they're taught. I'm not saying that different schools don't do that, for the morals that are taught. And look, again, it always comes back to, again, an attack on the Catholic Church. You know, I have utmost respect for anybody who's not Catholic. We all have our own beliefs. But stop attacking Catholic schools, Catholic churches. If you want to have a school where there's no religion being taught, get on to the government and get them to build more schools and stop attacking the schools that are there already.
But here's the thing, Lisa, right? As I mentioned earlier on, I think there's 3,200 national schools in this country, right?
Yeah.
We have a population of 5 million people. We could do with a few extra schools, there's no doubt about that, right? To reduce class sizes anyway.
But why should the Catholic Church have to change for a small minority of people? I'm not saying
it's not a minority, Lisa, with the greatest respect.
Well, if you're 80% ticking a box to say that they're Catholic, the minority will be 20%.
But we've both already agreed that 80% are not practicing Catholics.
Okay, so then I'm
a Catholic.
You have an option to pick a non-denominational religion, but people are ticking the Catholic box for whatever reason.
That box that you talk about only came in the last census. The one that said, you know, that you don't practice your religion. We didn't have an option before that. So maybe it'll take a little bit of time for people to get used to that option. I mean, in a survey done, it was a world survey, as far as I know, only 48% of people in Ireland claim to be religious. So in other words, they may be born Catholic like me. I'm born Catholic, but I'm not religious. I don't believe.
And that's your choice.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's fine by you. And look, that's fine. But I send my daughter to a Catholic school because I believe in what their ethos is. I like the fact that they say their prayers in the morning. I like the fact that she does Holy Communion, has confirmation. Mm-hmm. And I send her to a Catholic school because it's a Catholic school. And I don't see why that school should be stripped of all its religion to suit people who don't believe in that. Go and build another school. If you don't like the fact, and sorry, now going back to what I said, these schools were built and paid for by the religious orders of this country. And now because it doesn't suit a certain majority...
Well, they're not being paid for now. They are being paid for by the state. I mean, all education is paid for by the state now.
Yeah, and paid for by contributions by the parents and everything else.
Yes.
Why should the school that I send my daughter to have to change to suit other people. Why should it? Go and build another school.
But is that not what being part of a society is about? That we do change? I mean, let me focus on the key issues here, okay? So the key issue is your child will go to a school where there'll be an education or relationship education program, whereby they will be taught that the only marriage that's normal, inverted commas, is a man and a woman. We know, Lisa, that's not the case.
Don't talk to their children. I speak to my daughter. My daughter, like, you know, she's 11 years of age. She watched Modern Family. You know, there's two gay guys married. I have no problem. A lot of my friends are homosexual. I have no issue with anything like that whatsoever. But I do have a problem with now being told that if my daughter wants to go and say her prayers, she now has to stay behind school to do it. No. Why should she? Why should the schools that have been running for the last 20, 40, 50, 60 years have to change? There has never been a time in Ireland where we have been so anti-religion, anti-marriage, anti-Irish, anti-everything. The fundamental.
Well, we're not anti-marriage. We're just anti-marriage of one particular sexual orientation.
Yeah, but you're assuming that the parents of these children don't speak to their kids at home and explain to them exactly, you know.
Is that not a bit contradictory? That, I mean, and with respect to you, Lisa, I know you would tell you'd be very fair to your children, and you would tell your children not to judge people who may have a different sexual orientation or whatever it happens to be, right? But is that not a bit contradictory that you would tell your children that in the privacy of their own home, and you would tell them to be non-judgmental, you would tell them to be not to be a bigot and to be fair to everybody and treat everybody as equal, and yet they'll go into a school with an ethos that tells them differently? So is that not a bit hypocritical?
Hang on, Niall. It's not a school with an ethos. That's what Catholic religion is. That's what the Catholic religion is. You either accept it or you don't. You don't, that's fine. That's your decision. But don't expect everybody else or a school to change to suit your agenda. It's not the school pushing this on. That's what the Catholic religion is. Now, I mightn't agree with certain points of it. A lot of it has to be modernised. But that's what the Catholic religion is.
So you believe a lot of it has to be modernised. But how can you modernise a 2,000-year-old book? With the greatest respect, it's the Bible. It's the list of instructions for Catholics.
So you can't modernise.
No. What I'm saying is, of course, we should teach theology. We should teach children all about all the different religions, by the way, be it Hinduism, Islam, everything else.
Yeah.
And maybe you could still dedicate a percentage of schools for Catholic ethos, so you'd have at least one or two in every single area, but not 85% of them.
Yeah, but they were built by the Catholic Church.
They were built then, Lisa. This is now. I mean, if you go back 60, 70 years ago when all these schools were built, and most of them are 60 or 70 years old, if you go back then, the majority of the population of this country went to Mass on a Sunday. Yeah. And they were Catholics and they were practicing Catholics. But that's not the case now.
Right, so send your child to a different school.
I'm asking you for a compromise here. What I'm saying is, why not say, we've 3,200 national schools in the country, let's take 40% of them. At least 40%, and take the Catholic ethos out and make them non-denominational. The rest of them, and we leave one or two in each particular parish and each particular area, can still be Catholic for Catholic
would
people.
This still be,
why not?
Would this be a question, Niall, if we had enough of the Educate Together schools around the country where people who wouldn't be practicing in that kind of religion can send their children to? Would that be a problem now? I don't think so.
Yeah, but we don't have the time and the money to be building more Educate Together schools all over the country.
So let's strip the schools of
and nobody's saying, but you're making it sound like a really bad thing. There are a lot.
It is a bad thing.
But in your eyes, it is, Lisa. Yeah. But there are a lot of parents out there listening today that, and they're not judging you, by the way.
A different school, then.
but they don't have a different school to send them to.
So get on to the government and ask them why they're not building schools. Why should, again, it's an attack on the Catholic Church, like it is with everything. Let's make the Catholic Church out to be the worst thing in the whole world. Let's strip it out of everything else. Oh, well, 60, 70 years ago, this is the way Ireland was. Let's modernise it. Let's strip all religion out. Let's get rid
but
of
we are,
morals.
But we,
let's get rid of
but respect. When you say let's modernise it, by your own admittance, there's things that need to change.
Oh, absolutely. But you don't strip out religion completely out of any school. Where my daughter goes to school, there is so many different cultures there. It's fantastic to see all the children mingling. There's no racism. There's no nothing. They just see each other as one-on-one.
And that's the way it should be, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
But the children in that class... That
yeah, but according... But you're saying there's no racism, no discrimination, and that's wonderful. And it's great to see children like that, and let's hope that's the way the future is in this world, right?
Yeah.
But in saying that, when religion and the Flourish programme is teaching children that marriage is between a man and a woman, that doesn't do good for equality, does it? Doesn't
well,
bode
it doesn't,
well.
But that's what the Catholic Church is.
But you're telling me that you want your child to be in a school where everybody is treated equally.
Absolutely.
So what happens to little Johnny, who's there and who has two daddies, lives in, and he's in the class? or he has two mammies, and the teacher's saying, well, marriage is between a man and a woman, and he's gone, well, it might
be. No, you see, it's not the teacher that's saying this, Niall. It's what Catholicism is. So you choose to say to your child, well, I don't want you sitting in that religious class, and the child goes to a different classroom while that religious class is on.
Is that fair?
Well, so what do you do?
Well, I mean...
So who is it fair to? So you don't let your child practice religion in school because it's not fair to another child, but yet it's not fair to my child.
Okay, but hang on, stay there for a second, because James as well. James, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you doing, James?
Good afternoon again to you, Niall.
Good afternoon, James. Well, look, I mean, I gave David Graham, you know, a fair hearing there for a half an hour of the show there today, and he's against the idea, obviously, of religion in schools, because he believes that because of the religion in school, this Flourish programme, or the programme of the Irish Bishops' Conference, you know, is there, and some schools are already objecting to it based on the fact we live in a changing world, James.
Well, see, as you can imagine now, Niall, schools have changed dramatically since even your time and my time.
Oh, of course.
Because now in the schools, there are no more Christian Brothers. There's no Christian Brothers teaching in the schools now, Niall.
No, they're all gone.
There are no nuns teaching. No. So all of the schools have lay teachers. Now, as far as I know, and I could be open to correction, your good friend Graham, Niall, the teacher.
Oh, Graham, yes. And that has been done on numerous occasions, yes.
He's a non-believer.
He is.
And he works for a school that has a Catholic ethos now.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes, he told you that before.
Okay, maybe he did. Yes, he was on before talking to us about it.
So, see, the thing is today now, the teachers today, quite a number of them in the schools with Catholics are non-believers now. So when they're talking to the pupils, you can imagine Graham. Is Graham going to be a person who's going to say, oh, well, no, man and woman, it's the only marriage. If your father and you've two fathers.
He's probably not going to say. I don't know what he'd say, and I think it's unfair to ask because he's not actually on the air, you know, to defend himself in relation.
He's going to explain.
Okay, well, what you're saying is that there's a lot of lay teachers out there who don't have religious belief, and most likely they're not going to try to indoctrinate children into that belief anyway. So the point you're making is it's a bit of a moot argument.
It's changed now. It's changed. I mean, I agree with that lady. That's what that lady said to me before. But the teachers today now are not going to go down that road of hammering. But also, you must remember, Niall, we use this word integration. We want every child to integrate. Muslim children will be far more rigid than a Catholic child if they're a practicing Muslim now, because they practice their religion 24/7. They don't leave it outside the school now. They have their feasts, which they don't eat during the day, like Ramadan and the Festival of Eid. So all the children in a proper democratic education system should know what every other child
But isn't that what it's about? And this is what David Graham is saying. It's about trying to accommodate. Now, I know David would like to see religion removed completely from the schools, but I did say there maybe could be a balance whereby a large percentage of the schools could be, secular or non-denominational. At the moment, we don't have that, so that choice is not there, James.
Well, I'm not going to complain about that, Niall. The longer it stays the way
I know. You're not going to complain about it.
I'm also a realist, Niall. I know that we now have different, it's a diverse culture we have now. But also, as I said, there should be no problem in two children sitting next to each other. One is a practicing Catholic and the other is non-practicing. And each one should be able to understand.
And there is no problem. And we should have no problem. I would hate to think that sectarianism would ever exist in schools when it comes to religion.
But hang on.
The point he's making is, if you've got a relationship program in a school where there might be a child or children who will have two mammies or two daddies or whatever it happens to be, and all of a sudden, you know, you've got a program, this is a particular program called the Flourish Program, that discriminates against LGBT families.
Any modern young female teacher, male teacher now is going to go down that road. They're not nuns and priests.
Some will.
They are mostly all liberal now, the teachers now.
Yeah.
So they're not going to single that child out now. They do it the complete opposite, in fact, even in a Catholic school. So we have to be realistic about that. The days of the old laying down the law of...
So what you're saying to me is it's a moot argument. It's a pointless argument is what you're saying to me. You believe it's unnecessary to take any steps to change things.
The teachers will teach their own way. They might be to get guidelines, but they'll teach in their own way. Nobody will tell Graham how to teach now. You know him.
Yeah, but they still... I mean, maybe I'm wrong in thinking this, but does the local... parish priest still not visit the school on a regular basis if it's a Catholic ethos school to make sure that everything is being taught within the guidelines?
Again, all the parish priests are so old now, they're barely able to do the jobs they're supposed to do, like the marriage and funerals. So we don't have them now. We don't have priests to do that now. So there's a big change now. I mean, I'm like that lady there. I like the old ways, but I'm realistic to know that, as you know, 85% of the teachers now in primary school are all women now. And most of them would be of the liberal, persuasion now.
Yeah, mindset.
Yes,
mindset.
And they're not going to, they'll never isolate a child like that if they have two fathers or two mothers.
Okay, well, do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Have to go to a break. The number is 087-188-0008. Niall, I'm listening to your two Catholics on the air there pontificating that my children should be taught the way they think. Wrong, wrong, wrong. The national schools and all public national schools should have no religion like the United States. If they want their kids to go to religious school, let them pay for it themselves. Well, there you go. Stay there, James, for a second, if you can. Let me just go to Patrick as well. Patrick, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you, Patrick?
Hello, Niall. How are you doing?
Good. Now, you've listened to James. Obviously, he's a Christian. He's a practicing Catholic, and he agrees with religion schools. But although he believes there doesn't need to be a change because it's going to change anyway, but the suggestion is that we should remove all religion from schools and have no ethos.
Well, I suppose that's a very kind of wide-ranging question, to be honest with you, because I believe we'll always have schools with a Catholic ethos here, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I respect all religions, Niall. I've been searching all my life, trying different religions and beliefs. And
when you say you've been searching all your life, have you tried a few of them, have you?
Oh, God, I have, yes.
Which ones have you tried?
Well, I was out in the Middle East. I tried Islam.
Uh-huh.
I have tried Christianity. I've tried Catholicism. I've tried Church of Ireland.
Uh-huh.
Anglican.
And what made you kind of move from one to the other? What were you not happy about with the different religions that made you move from one to the other?
What made me, there was one thread going through them that every one of those religions was saying, this is the real religion. This is the way you must act. This is what you must follow. This is what you must
But that's what they all say. There's hundreds of religions in the world, and that's what they all say, isn't it, really?
I know, Niall, but what I'm saying is, I believe in schools. If you want to send your child to a religious school, fine. Go ahead and do it. But I believe either teach and cover all religions or most of the world's religions in school.
Mm-hmm.
So children build up a respect and understanding, even if it's only a little bit.
So theology. Theology is what you're talking about.
Well, yes. Whatever. Now, I'm
that's not an indoctrination or an ethos. That's a theology class you're talking about. So you're talking about the history of religions and what and their values. Yeah,
absolutely. So that all religions and, you know, should be valued.
Well, I don't think any would object to that. And that's the way it's done, by the way, in the United States in public schools. They don't have a religious ethos, but they do teach a religious class where they teach about all religions and they teach the values of all religions.
Absolutely. And that's what I would be in favour of. And actually, my daughter went to an Educate Together school.
Yep.
And they teach that, Niall.
Of course they do.
All religions. And on the feast days of all those religions, the children of that particular religion put up posters, pictures, stories, and it's brilliant.
I mean, James, that would be a compromise, wouldn't it? I mean, in a changing world, James, that we're at 85% of the schools are Catholic, let's take at least half of them, at least, if not all of them, as David mentioned earlier on, and have a religion class where you teach about the values of all religion, James.
Well, that's right. So that's your...
Is that okay? Would that fit well with you?
I can't have, or any, we'll say, conservative Catholics can't have it the way we had it one time now.
No.
Where we had the Christian brothers teaching.
Have you thrown in the towel, James?
With the nuns teaching. It's all gone now.
So are you telling me, James, you've thrown in the towel?
Sorry?
Are you telling me you've thrown in the towel?
I'm not throwing the towel, Niall. I'm realistic. I also know that children now get all their information from the computer, Niall, and things like that. So all those things weren't there in my day. So me hoping that it will remain as it was 50 years ago, much and all as I like to happen, it's not going to... It's changed, Niall.
Mm-hmm.
And we have... But also we must remember that we also have a lot of Filipinos and Polish people in this country now. They're all devout Christians and Catholics. So... as I said earlier on, the teachers now are a different type of teacher. They're all much younger. They all have a different way of teaching than the people who taught you, Niall, or taught me.
Yeah.
Corporal punishment is gone.
Yeah.
But I still hope that people will you know.
Well, Richie believes we're replacing one religion with another, which is a secular religion.
Yes, well, that is true. All right.
Well, I wouldn't call being atheist or secular a religion. It's just a belief in nothing, really, isn't it? Well, I know he is talking about LGBT in particular.
Television. I don't like the ethos there now. It's a bit loose and all over the place, and like teachers being called by their first name.
I know.
I don't agree with that now.
I'm like you, James. I'm old fashioned. I didn't see anything wrong with the miss and the sir. Yes. I thought it was respectful. I mean, to call a teacher by their first name was something that I would have never dreamt of. I know they do it in some schools.
Ball game now. He's a person who's a person in authority.
Muntor.
So they're going to call him Bob or James. I don't go along with that now.
No, I think I prefer to stick to the sir, miss, or Muntor.
Muntor. Yes, because you see, we're getting kids now going out, and especially the ones who are, you know, misbehaving, and they're getting that idea, I can do whatever I like. I don't have to have respect for the guards. I don't have respect for the teachers. So
maybe that is part of it, James. Maybe it is. Listen, Patrick, it was nice talking to you, Patrick. And James, thank you very much indeed. And Lisa and everybody got involved in that as well.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.